Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. In the great tradition of Oscar's not here, we have to call Vegas again. Right. Oscar had his big appearance last night Lost Wages, Nevada. And apparently, I've been told to check in with him today because he is in Vegas and he has people at his hotel room. Is that what I'm to understand?
You know, for years I've said Oscar is entertaining, but apparently he's actually entertaining people right now.
All right, let's turn that music down so we can hear the phone, and let's see what's going on.
Skyping.
Let's see what happens. And I have to explain my behavior of the past couple of days.
Good morning, Hampton and Tropicana. Welcome to your call. This is Lena at your service.
Nina, how are you?
Lena.
I'm wonderful.
Is it Lena or Nina?
Lena,
before we go proceed with the call to my radio partner, I have to make a confession because I know we caused a bit of consternation yesterday when I was calling the hotel and I was kind of doing little funny voices and stuff, and then you guys called us back and I wanted to apologize because it's what I do and it's a comedy thing, and I hope no one took offense on your end at that at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. It was rather funny.
Okay, well, that's good. And because a couple of times I had to go back because you guys were so sharp that at one point I was just going to give the name Oscar, but you found him right away, Oscar Zaballos Santana.
You guys are good.
And so we're checking with Oscar because he's a regular part of our show, and he's in Las Vegas all this week, and we're not, so that's why we're calling in. So
one serious question, Lena.
Oh, here he goes. Here he goes to throw the grenade in my apology.
Not at all.
All right,
not
go
all.
Ahead. All right.
Has Oscar been hitting on you?
Okay. Shut up and stop. Sit back and behave.
Yesterday, we've
been hitting on him.
Oh, we've been hitting on him.
I believe that.
It's very, very interesting.
He's a very handsome man.
Hold on for me 1 second.
Okay, say, there you go.
And there you go.
There's hold on for me 1 second. See? That's what you did.
See what you did?
That's what you did. Because, no, don't. Jesus. He just has to get his hands on it.
Do you prefer I stay home?
Sometimes, yes.
Well, please notify me because I'd hate to make the drive.
How about tomorrow?
It's perfect by me.
Take the week off.
And then we are two.
That's fine. Oh. All right. Now we're waiting.
On hold with Lena.
Lovely.
Yep.
At a lovely hotel.
And one other thing.
A lovely hotel off the
strip. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, here she comes.
Hello.
Lena.
Oh, they're having
a great day.
You too. Thank you. Oscar, please.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, Lena, need to have Oscar's room, please.
You sure you want Oscar's room?
I could talk to you. It would be wonderful to talk to you.
Well, I could ring his room, but he's actually not in it. He's in someone else's room right now.
Oh, he's in someone else's room.
That is so him.
Yeah. I think he fell in love. You know, this is a state to get married in.
Wow. Now, see, this is great. She's turnabout is fair play. Uh-huh. Now Lena is giving it back to me. And I'll tell you something. It's the smartest group of people working at the counter out there that I've ever found in my life. It's amazing.
This is the Hampton Inn Tropicana, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Hampton Inn Tropicana. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you right on the Strip?
Yes, we are. We're right here by the Strip. We have a shuttle. We'll take you over there, too.
Oh, that's good. Very good. All right, see? He's been lying to us.
A little bit.
He said they're far off the Strip. And and Rob says his shtick made you more funny. No, she was funny before that.
That's right.
All right, Lena, whatever room Oscar is in, he said he's with listeners, and we need to contact him. So if we can be...
Okay.
And God bless you real good. You have a great day, okay, my dear?
Thank you. You too.
Thank
bye
you,
bye. Lena.
Thank you very much.
Play to jumpstart your day.
Yes, jumpstart. Lena jumpstarted my day.
She's fun.
Okay, it was okay. You're lucky. It was okay.
This time.
Mike, it's a career built on luck.
If he was in the Jersey Shore, I'd call Rob the Grenade.
The weekend's coming up. Got any big plans?
Yeah, Mike.
How about doing something fun with your kids?
Hello?
Oscar!
A disaster.
A disaster?
That's no
What's
good.
What's wrong, buddy?
I mean, disaster like I hear you have people with you that stayed over, or was it a disaster because of your condition this morning?
No, it's both. There's a squirrely guy sitting on my couch right now. Two of the other guys had to go to work.
Oh.
So it was three dudes total. This guy, though, slept over, which is always awkward when you have a stranger that's younger than you.
Now,
sleeps in your hotel room.
Hold on a second.
How much younger?
He stayed over. Are you out there with Kara?
Yeah, she's sitting right next to me.
Did Kara sleep in the same room with you and the stranger?
Yes.
Are you high? What kind of weed are you smoking
out
there?
Yeah, you know, I really don't understand this about you.
You're out of your mind.
I don't know what to tell you.
You are out of your mind to do. One of these days, you're going to sit there and, you know, you've seen Casino when they talk about the hole in the desert.
Sure.
Yeah, but this is the situation here. You don't understand. Once I get like the third or fourth drink in, I think everybody's a friend. Mm-hmm. Everybody's safe.
Right.
And I start hugging and loving. You know that, Mike.
You do that to strangers. You just don't do that to coworkers.
Right.
You go the complete. He does.
No,
he goes the complete opposite direction with people he knows.
Everyone's nodding.
That know are his. Oscar, you. Rob, what is in that water? Is that urine?
Yes. Oh, no.
What the hell is that in that water bottle?
It's a vitamin supplement.
there is a video out there right now of me singing karaoke at this bar last night, and everybody knows that
really
I can,
something
I can
by
Enri- really sing.
Okay.
Something by Enrique Iglesias.
But before we continue, let's do it right away. A little timpani. Let's get the total and see if you rivaled Mr. Buzz Burbank.
All right, last night at the Paradise Cantina in Las Vegas, Nevada, your boy Oscar Santana pulled 13 people.
That's pretty good, though. That doesn't suck.
Lucky 13.
Yeah. Hey, 13's a good number for Vegas. That's very good for the podcast.
Well, what was great is that I was able to meet a couple 4-Hour Club members,
uh-huh.
and they were really it was almost awesome because obviously I'm new to the show here relatively, but a Don and Mike or Michael Mara show fan really is one of those fans that they can tell you about the program and how the show's evolved and where it is now. This one guy used to tape the shows on VHS so he could listen to them on VHS. That's how much of a fan he was, which is amazing.
You know, RJ's pointing to himself. He used to do the same thing.
You want to talk about spinning a fact, and I can spin this for Oscar. You might have only had 13 people to the appearance, but you had a very successful 25% success rate of getting them back to your room.
That is very true. The Eames that were – one Eam that was there last time I was in Vegas showed, and he had a suit on because he was all business.
Right.
And then the other listeners that came down were amazing. But the guy that's sitting next to me came all the way from California just to meet because he's a big fan of the Michael Mara show. And literally, I had to put him on a couch because I said, you have to be on the program tomorrow.
Right.
So when Kara woke up and said, who's the stranger on the couch? It got a little awkward. But I said, no, he's fine. He didn't kill us last night.
Thank God you're in one of those Hampton Inn and Suites where you do have like the – you have at least – do you have a door between the little parlor area and your bedroom, or are you all in the same room?
No, literally, he's about 3 feet from my bed, yeah. Right here.
That's
what? I love people as much as anybody.
Oscar's a great broadcaster. If Oscar was in like a 6-bedroom suite, he'd tell me that, which makes it funnier.
I love people as much as anybody. I love going out and meeting the listeners, but I don't know what I'd have to do, what kind of drug
sleep.
I'd have to be on.
I wouldn't sleep. I don't care how much alcohol I
have. To even tell them where I was.
Right, and how many drinks did we enjoy last night?
I want to say 8, but Kyle says 6, but they were tolls because they had a special at this place, doubles. So you buy one, you get a double. So I would say a total of regular 12 Kettle One and waters, I think. That's what I probably
All right, so you're done with your thing in Vegas. When do you head to Phoenix now?
We head to Phoenix. We hit the airport here in about an hour and head to Phoenix. So it should be very interesting, especially
That's
with the hangover I have.
Enjoy
right
your 3-day vacation. No need for you to come back and actually do the podcast when we do 2 shows tomorrow.
Oh, please. Call me tomorrow. I was actually thinking of doing the show.
Enjoy your 3-day vacation.
I'm available.
That's all right. We'll deal with it. We'll deal with it.
Okay. Somehow we'll muddle through.
I'm
will
just in here
selling
tickets.
This morning, the gentleman standing next to me, we go and have the Continental free breakfast before the show.
Nice. Right.
And I'm sitting there, and he's telling me that he does a podcast himself. And I was like, well, we didn't talk about this yesterday. I said, well, what's your podcast about, gentlemen? And he's 24. And he said, well, it's about Disneyland. And I said, wait a second. You do a podcast about Disneyland? He's like, yeah, you know, we just talk about Disneyland. And I said, well, that's kind of awkward. And they said, well, who do you do with? He's like, oh, I have a co-host. And I said, well, what does he do? He's like, oh, he's 16 and in high school. And I said, well, okay, this man just literally slept on my couch, and who knows what kind of list he's on,
right.
Because obviously he's doing a podcast with a 16-year-old about Disneyland.
I
there's something wrong.
I know what kind of list he's on.
That's pretty good stuff. Well, listen, go get to, I guess, sleep on the plane or whatever you're doing. And when do you come
back?
I
want you to talk to him, though.
Yeah,
he slept over here.
Talk
to
him.
Oh, God, I got to – no, you know what? I don't care what you want me to do. You tell him thank you, and put him on the phone.
Okay, I apologize. Hold on a second. His name's Kyle, by the way.
Kyle.
Of course,
we're going to be speaking to Kyle
Santana.
They're always named Kyle.
We're on this 3-day vacation. Yeah, let's go to Phoenix. Just love. Let me shirk all my responsibilities. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle Ped.
Kyle, what part of California are you from?
Like Ontario.
Like Ontario. Okay, that's
like Ontario.
And
people think I live in Burbank because that's actually my last name.
You and your name is what again?
Kyle Burbank.
My son. My long-lost son.
It's an alias.
No relation that I know of.
Kyle, you really do a podcast about Disneyland?
We do, yeah. It's called the Disneyland Gazette. And
is that spelled G-A-Y-Z-E-T-T-E?
No, unfortunately. We should have thought of that.
You're not a pedophile, no, are
I think,
you, Kyle?
I actually think we might be the only straight people in Disneyland podcasting, right. But there's actually quite a few Disney podcasts.
Really?
Oh, I listen to them all. Yours is the best.
Do you get paid for this?
No, we don't.
Really?
But it's fun.
That's and you do this with... how old are you, Kyle?
I'm 24.
And you do it with a 16-year-old?
Well, our host is 16, and then we have a couple other guys. One's in their 30s, another one's in late 20s.
Are you on any lists, Kyle, at all?
No, I should not be.
You're not...
My record should be clean. Your Maybe, record
should
you know, be... Tickets.
It really should be.
Clean. How did you enjoy spending the night in Mr. Santana's room?
It was all right. The couch is kind of awkwardly shaped, but...
A little awkwardly shaped. What about Kara?
More
nice,
so now.
Nice piece of ass there, huh?
She's also awkwardly shaped.
What about Kara? She's attractive, right, Kyle? Kyle, are you a pedophile? Are you a pedophile, Kyle?
I am not, no.
Okay. Pedophile Kyle.
Did you at any time last night try to get Oscar to play a game you called Pirates of the Caribbean?
We're just having some fun.
He was too drunk for that anyway.
Too drunk. And how about you? Did you have some cocktails last night, or did you stay cold, sober, and just dream of Pluto and Goofy and all that?
No, I actually don't drink, but I have to. I thought I was driving back to California last night. So.
I see. At any time last night, did you and Oscar want to play a game called It's a Small World?
Incidentally, if I met you in a bar, I could tell just by talking to you on the phone, I would tell you that my hotel was located at the Hoover Dam. But Kyle, it's nice to meet you on the phone.
It's been fun.
Yeah, you too.
Put Oscar back on the phone, please.
Thin Absolutely. Slice of heaven.
Very excited, guys.
Now, Oscar has another appearance coming up.
Hello?
Yeah, his next stop, right?
I don't care. All right. Hello, Oscar.
Do you hate him?
Jesus Christ, Oscar. I would not have let him know what zip code I was in. I would have told him that I was sleeping in my car and it was going to be parked on the L.A. Expressway. I swear to God.
He just seemed like a regular white guy.
I would get him the f*** out of my room as soon as possible. But incidentally, okay, so tell us, you got another appearance coming up when, tomorrow night?
No, it's Saturday at noon
Saturday,
at Four
Saturday,
Peaks Brewery in Tempe.
Saturday. Give us the details again. All right, go ahead.
It's Saturday at 8.
Oh, we lost the call.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Wowzy woo-woo.
You know what? I listened to his other podcast, the one about Charles Manson.
That's true. All right. Well, I'm glad we get the details on Oscar's appearance.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Four. Three, two.
For God's sake, what now?
Who run Barter Town?
Damn it, I told you no more embargoes.
More blaster. Who run Barter Town? Who run Bartertown.
You know who.
Say.
Master Blaster.
Say loud.
Master Blaster.
Master Blaster. Master Blaster. What?
Master Blaster runs Bartertown.
Louder.
Master Blaster runs Bartertown.
Lift embargo.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Believe it or not, this is one of my favorite songs.
Really?
I truly enjoy this little song.
I really thought I was going to catch crap for playing it. But because it's Master Blaster jamming.
Yes, sir. Master Blaster. Master Blaster run out of town. I'm Tina Tata. With my claws. Then he puts his little hands up. Lift embargo. This is great. Who does this?
Stevie Wonder.
This is Stevie Wonder.
And a salute to Bob Marley.
That's right. Absolutely. I love
it. Nice. See, I thought I was taking a risk, but it married so well to the clip. Mm.
Great intro.
Oh, one of the
fabulous
best.
Intros. Stevie Wonder, what a machine.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Music machine.
So sad at the 25th anniversary concert for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where he was doing the Michael Jackson song and he broke down. Yeah. It just, and you know he doesn't do that very often. No, it was very touching. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
For Wednesday, September 15, 2010. This is the big show brought to you by Inabnet Reporting Services, a wonderful company. And we are so delighted to have them on board.
Thank you so much.
For dependable video conferencing in the D.C. area, use Inabnet. Conveniently located right here. They're in our backyard. I love it when we have a neighbor that sponsors this podcast. It's really delightful. Nice. They are located right here in Manassas. Inabnet provides low-cost IP connections and even court reporters.
That's right.
So this is for all you lawyers out there that are looking for a wonderful company to do business with. They love new business.
Sure.
Click Inabnet's ad on our website or call 877-909-3376. We might have a thing where we're going to use this court reporting company and bring in a court reporter to actually put that on our website
and
transcribe it one day.
They said they are working on a way where they can actually put what we say up on the website live so you can follow along. Just like closed captioning for radio.
For no real reason other than just fun.
Well, I'm dying. I've said it before, but I'm dying to say, can you read that back?
Yeah, and I'll cuss that day.
Of course you will.
A few times.
That's good news just for everybody.
Rob will have some editing to
just
do.
Just for S's and giggles. Did I mention that we are heard in 145 countries around the world?
I believe you did.
This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are delighted to have you with us. We are over 3 million downloads and growing every single day.
Cool.
And since I've got the sponsors at the beginning and I want to get this out of the way, I just got to stop everybody right now and say thank you a thousand times thank you for the unquestionably most passionate listeners that anyone could have. I wish I could bottle you up and put you all here in Washington, D.C., because a lot of you are, but a lot of you are around the country and around the world. And you have sold these T-shirts out so quickly for us.
Thank you.
We are going to go through the fire drill experience of getting these all out to you as soon as we can. And we are delighted that you are back ordered now with these T-shirts.
Those
we got
are being
more,
processed.
More on the way. And Mr. Ronick, I get to a microphone because I'm going to grill you right now.
Really?
Because this came up last night. Listen, it's sell. Uh-huh. These people have plunked down. I know we got the product. It's sitting out there. And the fact is, are we going to get these out in short order? How many decks do we have on hand tomorrow to get these T-shirts to the people?
How many hands do we
have on deck? You get up at 3:55.
I understand.
You try it.
I'm just helping.
That's okay. Well, I don't need that kind of help. All right. So are we going to be ready with all decks on hand?
We are.
Do that?
Now
we
look
are.
What you've
all right,
done,
thank
Buzz.
You very
We've
much.
We've got Katie and I, girl and I, are going to be in your home on Friday afternoon
before
after the show.
Before after the Mensa meeting?
now what do you mean
on.
By that? What do you, is that a, who are you? You should not speak of Mark Ronick that
I
way.
I know. Mark is
he's
very
a
bright.
Very bright man.
Oh.
Yeah, he's very bright.
Rob Spiewak.
He's so bright they call him Sonny.
Rob M. Spiewak. The M stands for misogyny.
No. Yeah. Well,
girl's not smart. And I asked her out to the prom in a previous life, and she said no.
Yeah, they always say no.
That's why you're the way you
they
are.
They always say no.
That's why you are the complicated tapestry that is you.
If you try to pull one string away from the tapestry, it unravels like a bag of dog food.
You're even cruel to the one that picked you. All right, anyway. So
she's the worst.
So, yeah,
is
so
that,
Friday.
Can the two of you handle all this?
Yeah, I mean, Katie's a pro now at this thing.
She knocks them out, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to sit with her, help her out, and we should knock it out. I might even try to get TJ to come in and help us out.
Oh, great. Oh, that'll speed things up.
Oh, yeah.
Should be. All right, good. So the T-shirts heading out to everybody in the whole wide world on Friday.
Girl has nimble fingers.
TJ.
So you might want to tell TJ now so he can start on his way.
Oh, yeah.
He gets distracted.
All right, so some of you out there that have ordered our T-shirts might, if TJ's coming in to send them out, might have a little burrito on
oh,
some
yeah.
of your. Should be exciting. You know,
for TJ, we invented the phrase factory second.
Factory seconds. So good luck with that. We hope we get them all out.
We will. I know you're a little worried about it. You've been texting me a few different times.
We've never had any merchandise that sold out this quickly.
So much demand.
And you know what? We've been doing this. We're going to be coming up on our year anniversary of this podcast. Mm-hmm. And to still be coming up with different things that people desire and they want. And don't get me started on another series of Raw shows.
But before
our year is up, we're going to be doing that for you. So, and that's our year end push.
No,
and there's a little tease on
new
that
Raw
one.
And by the way, tomorrow I will have our new hat product sample for you to approve.
Oh man, I'm psyched about that.
Yeah,
sure.
Do I get to keep the sample?
Sure.
All right. Yes.
You're the boss.
But then once again, I wear them in my house, and we get back to that whole thing of I'm not going to see the if it's TMOS.
It's TMOS.
I can wear that.
Yeah,
I can wear that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I say I can't wear that. You just can't. You,
I
if you're part of the show, you can do it. But it's like, look at me. I just can't. I wish I could. I love these. I'm going to send a t-shirt to my mom. I'm very excited.
Well, when
about
we do
that.
The individual nice. Shirts, you could wear your Rob shirt.
Yes, yes. The Rob mom. I wear a Rob. I used to wear a Rob t-shirt all the time.
Yeah,
I remember
you
that.
You did wear a Rob mom shirt.
That's fine. If you're wearing a coworker's shirt,
sure.
It's very cool. All right. Thank you, Mark Ronick.
And you know what? Fie on me. Mm-hmm. A pox on
five,
me.
Five.
Because, you know, I tend to forget sometimes what great listeners we have. And
no,
it's
I never
stupid did. That we need a kick in the ass, or I do, like this t-shirt run, to be reminded that
oh,
they
we
are the
did,
best
and
people.
We were right at that time where it was the end of the summer. We'd had a long, hot summer here. We've been all working.
Right.
I got the new gig. I've been working my ass off.
What, you have a new gig?
105.9 The Edge.
Yeah.
Finally, with some traction.
Now, what is this?
After yesterday,
this
which is good.
What is an FM station?
It's an FM station, 105.9, and we urge everybody to listen 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
You know what's great?
Every Monday through Friday.
I sometimes hear about radio stations that stream online. Do you do that?
Yes, we do that, as
no
a matter of fact.
Kidding.
Yes, yes. Go to the edge1059.com.
Listen
That's
anywhere.
Fantastic.
That's
thanks so much for the plug,
I
Rob.
Love the music.
I appreciate that.
And I love the guys that are surrounding you.
We're going to get you in there soon enough. All right, so anyway. No, we're not. I don't know what's going to happen.
No.
I try each and every day.
There are no promises.
No, I think I know what's going to happen. We really count on one thing. I'm coming back here. And when all is said and done, it should
sure.
be a lot of fun. Really happy with that going on.
Sure.
A lot of support. Starting to get a little time. It takes a long time in,
sure.
In the ratings game nowadays, the way it's done. So we're excited about that. However, wanted to talk about several things today. Wanted to talk about the Biggest Loser video.
Right.
For those of you that might remember this, Rob and RJ have gotten together and started the paperwork. Started the process.
Oh, we've completed
to
it.
Participate in the Biggest Loser as a team.
We
right?
each it's an 11-page application,
and they have made their submission.
And we made our submission video yesterday.
They've made a video. We're going to talk about that. Also, want to talk about Mel Gibson being an idiot.
Yes.
Oh, he's all over the audio vault.
Nice mustache.
Jennifer Lopez. Whether it's good or bad that she's going to be idle. I guess she's locked up for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And here's just a this popped into my head last night as I was getting ready to. Prep this show,
yes.
And I said to myself, you know, it has been a long, 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 long time
long
since
time.
I've gone to a theater and seen a film.
What
I
was
think
the last one you'd seen?
Probably Toy Story 8 or
Three.
Whatever it was.
I remember when you went.
I went with my kids, and then I said, well, I haven't really gone, and I haven't missed it, and I suddenly said, what's happened to movies? So we're going to cover that.
Okay.
We'll talk about a lot more stuff. We are up on a break here, and when we come back, we'll dive into this whole Biggest Loser project
cool.
with Rob Spiewak and RJ Diaz. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on any game console or computer, and now on your iPhone and iPads and iPod Touches, or get Blu-rays and DVDs right to your door for $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. We would appreciate you doing that.
And you know what the big news is about Netflix?
What is the big news,
now
Buzz?
Available in Canada.
Really?
Yes, for the first time.
We have Canadian listeners.
Are we sure we want that?
Yeah, no, yeah, we absolutely do.
Okay, it helps to keep an eye on track. If we can track what they're watching.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Rob you know, thinks Mike, they're attacking.
You just, well, Mike, you know, it's a fact.
Yes, they mass along the border. I'm aware of that.
98% of the Canadian population waiting lives within a five-minute walk.
All right, let me ask you this.
Of the border.
We never delved into this.
Okay.
But every now and then when I've got a moment or two, let me ask you this.
Sure, go.
Your paranoid delusion of this attack, this imminent.
Delusion or awareness, Mike?
I was trying so hard to keep a straight face.
Yes.
This imminent attack.
I'd love some eye contact right about now.
This imminent attack of
right.
Canada on the United States.
It's going to happen.
Rob, how come we would never be aware of any, for example, photographic evidence from the air that would show any type of military facilities, any type of military hardware that would be being gathered if they were going to participate in this imminent attack?
It's very simple, Mike.
Yeah. Of course it is.
They're clever.
They're clever. Okay.
They're clever, and they mask.
How are they going to? How are they going to cover this up when the attack comes? Where are they going to get their weaponry from?
A lot of it is shielded with politeness. It's what they do. And also, okay. whenever they plan war stuff,
right.
they talk in French.
Okay.
So we don't know what they're doing. Gotcha. We think they're talking about quiche and bread and cheese. And what they're thinking is, we will take Detroit.
Yes,
and once they have Detroit, the rest of the country will fall.
Is Detroit the linchpin
that's
for the rest?
It. Okay. That's it. This is what I've heard on the internet.
They can have Detroit.
All right. Well, welcome back to the show. We welcome Canadians, even though Rob thinks you're going to attack.
That's right.
Your whiskey.
The Biggest Loser. Start this project, what, about a month ago?
Yeah, it was Buzz's idea.
Buzz's idea with doing The Biggest Loser with Rob and RJ. And I came in just popping it on the guys to see. I think maybe we had one discussion off air to see if they were interested. There was interest there.
I was pleased.
And... I just have a technical question because I watched the video that these guys did.
Do you need Mark on mic?
Yeah, Mark, pop over on mic for just a second if you don't mind.
How does it work?
So one of the parts of this project for The Biggest Loser is Rob and RJ had to make a video.
A get-to-know-me video.
A get-to-know-you. And I will tell you something that even with guys I work, I expected to turn this video on for like 1 second and turn it off. And I find myself... actually compelled by it.
Very
it was
touching.
Something that was
really?
Very... Well, the thing is, old RJ was finally not being Mr. Phony.
He was very genuine.
He
and
was being
me a little
as
bit.
Sincere as he can be.
Yeah.
He still doesn't go all the way with it. You know, he still is a little protective, but he was telling his story about, you know, his weight, and you guys were telling your story about your weight, and that's, I guess, the job, right, Mark, is to, you know, give them a tape that shows the real them? Is
yeah,
that
they want to know who these people are, not just about the weight loss, but they want to learn about each of the people that are applying.
And actually, through about half of this video, suddenly, technically, Rob started sounding.
Yeah,
like
at the very
this.
End, there must have been some kind of computer
low
issue.
Blood sugar.
Yes,
is that going to affect their thing, or is their thing going now? They send that out to a producer out in Hollywood.
Yeah, well, our friend Jody, who was on the show not too long ago, I sent it to her.
All right, I think it's real important to really like grease the skids on this to follow up with Jody
after
she gets
it.
All the material, and then to give them a review. I would love, and you can tell Jody this.
Okay.
I would love. Well. How do we do this to, like, I want to give them every chance to really get this gig, but if it is a negative, I want to get it live on the air. If they give them a no.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll talk to her about that.
So we'd like to have, you know, the reveal. That'll
add coverage, yeah.
But, Rob, do you think in that way that'll force her hand a little bit and maybe not work to your advantage?
I don't think so. I think what we should say is that, you know, as a favor to them, of course we won't say it that way.
Right.
Let's promote The Biggest Loser both ways.
Right.
If they have information to give us, we'd like to cover it on our podcast.
Love to have her back on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Fascinating process anyway.
So how long was the video total?
I think we were shooting for about 15 minutes, and it turned out to be just over half an hour.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Rob, you made one statement that jumped out at me yesterday when you said, this is...
I can't believe you watched the whole thing.
I didn't watch it. I watched it until you went...
That was the very end.
I was pissed because I had to turn it off. And you made a comment... I'm very competitive, which I know you're competitive. You compete with me, and that you have to have that dynamic in order for a show to fly. But you said you're competitive.
I'm competitive as long as I know I have a chance.
As long as you know you can win.
Right. There
and that's right. interesting because I think that...
I'm not going out for the football team.
Well, you're not an athletic guy, and you don't do that. And that's the question I would ask you as a producer. If you get into this environment when you have this, first of all, I know what's going to drive you is the television cameras there.
That's true. You know
that's going to motivate the hell
not
out of you.
Not even the money matters so much.
I know, being on the TV.
Actually, you know...
What a dream. Listen to this. I was thinking about this about you, and I was thinking about how this would be...
Late at night.
How this... How good this would be, selfishly for the show. I think that first, I said, "Man,
well, Mike,
this would be incredible."
Well, Mike, that's selfish for me too.
It's selfish for you too.
I'm a quarter of this.
But
thing.
You know, I'm thinking, then I get out of that mode and I put on my very limited, selfless hat and think about how it would be for Rob and RJ.
By the way, if you go to the Michael Mara Show website, you can buy a selfless hat.
And I start thinking about it for you, and this combines some magnificent thing. I've seen Rob. Rob's lost more weight than I have over the years because he's lost an incredible amount on a couple of occasions since I've worked with him. But I'm thinking about the good things for you that you'd lose the weight, which I know you love. You love the satisfaction.
And I love feeling better. It's part of it.
You're on the Magic Box, which, I mean, you've lived. Television is your life. You love the TV.
It's a true delight.
And, you know, I think that's about it.
I knew this would be a match made in heaven. I mean, this had to happen.
And Mike.
it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't have to have little, oh my God. Yeah. And,
well, you know, it was
and
funny.
Incidentally, thank you.
I was.
We'd like to keep this podcast going. All I ask, we keep the podcast going. Well, how much do you get if you win the whole thing?
All of it.
How much does he get?
I believe it's 250 or 300,000.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was $1 million.
No.
If it was $1 million, I'd ask for a another year of the podcast.
300 grand doesn't suck.
Really?
No, it'd be all right.
Yeah, 300 grand would be great. I'd only ask for 10. Well, thank you.
Here's
thank
how you know that Rob was really into this idea. I was talking to his wife at Carla's party.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And she she was very delightful. She told me that when they were talking about it, Rob didn't even have a clue that there was money to be won in this. He thought the prize was that to lose weight, which I think is admirable.
Because I would know Rob would be like me. You would stay further away from The Biggest Loser than any show on television.
Right,
you
right.
would have no desire to watch it whatsoever. Carla, it's her favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's Carla's favorite show because, believe it or not, Carla lost a lot of weight, like 30 pounds back in the day. She was heavier.
Amazing.
And she lost 30 pounds. She's kept it off for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And she really... well, no, she hasn't had it since she was 20. Yeah, probably since her early 20s that she's lost the weight.
That's about right. Yeah.
And she loves it, and that's why that even pushed me further away from it.
Right.
When I'm on, Mike, you have to watch.
Oh, my God.
Well, of course we
it
will.
It would be not as much as good as it would be for you. And I will commit this to you. I'm already trying with diet to lose.
Sure.
I lost 12 pounds. Whoop-de-doo.
That's pretty
12,
good.
12 deck chairs off the Titanic. However, if Rob were to get that gig and I had, say, the last 40 or 50, I would be religious trying to match these guys because you're goddamn well not going to.
It's competitive.
You're
again.
Not coming back and being Mr. Skinny when. But I mean, this is transforming. These bodies transform.
And you know what? I've known RJ, and it's funny. We talked about like nearly 15 years.
Right.
And this is the first time we've done a project together.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to realize there's a pretty funny dynamic between the two of us.
And I think
we would be
good.
A great mm-hmm. team.
And the fact that he's not here is, although he's here every single day, but he's not here when the one time I would need to talk to him about
right.
proves to me, really, beyond a shadow
the magic
of a doubt,
of
how utterly useless he is as a human being. And but I would really, you know, look forward to seeing that. Man, what a ride that would be!
It'd be fun.
How cross promoting we definitely have to do this.
I believe someone's coming.
You know,
here comes RJ. I didn't hear him. I didn't hear him approach.
No one ever does, Mike.
Actually, he gave me the little index finger. All right, don't play. Just get your fat ass in here. There you go. So you F around, and that's what happens. All right. So you're happy, RJ, with the way the tape came off?
Yeah.
Now, why do you say yeah?
It was a sad yeah.
Well I know we were going to put it online, and then RJ kind
of
gave a negative.
What? It reminded me of things that I hadn't thought of in a while.
Okay.
Sad things.
That's why...
We considered, RJ and I talked about putting the whole thing online.
You just make me laugh. I'm sorry. He makes me laugh.
Laugh at him. Laugh with him.
I'm trying not to be cruel.
Don't be cruel.
Like, it makes me so mad. It makes me think of things I don't want to think about, like completely letting myself go.
No. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
There's funny parts of the video, and there are charming parts.
I think
our personalities come through.
I'd hire you.
But
I thought you guys were great.
But there are also... sad and maudlin parts
sure.
on both of our parts.
Hey.
And that's why we don't want to put the whole thing up. We will put up clips.
Okay.
And some of the lighter. And there's a clip up now at Mark's Facebook page.
Yeah.
And probably eventually going to be.
It's just a quick snippet.
On the show website.
Okay.
But to put up the whole thing, that might be a little bit dark.
You know, I'm not a reality show fan, but I'll watch every episode these guys are on.
Well, of course you will. You work with the guys. You know?
No, but I know how entertaining it's going to be.
You call this work?
What do you think? Honestly, and I'll ask you, Ronick, what do you think the chances are for this type of thing? I mean, I think until they did the video, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, they're on a podcast, whoop-de-doo. They've been on the radio, whoop-de-doo. They know how to talk, whoop-de-doo. But then when I saw the video, I said, these guys.
There's a real story there.
That's right, Rob. All right. So what do you think? You think there's a chance?
You know, I looked at, before we did our shoot, I looked at several others online.
Oh, and
that
that's, and that's where Ronick is the best.
And you know what? That's good viewing because we didn't know that you could apply if you're deaf.
Yeah. We saw a very brave woman.
She spoke loud.
Really?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, dear. You mean like, They go to Des Moines.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, man. If she so gets on and you don't, you'll never live it down.
Well, no. She does, they keep trying to contact her, but she won't answer the phone.
So what is the time commitment if they get the nod on this? Is it a month? Is it 2 months?
I think it's 6 to 8 weeks.
I think
six to 8 weeks of Rob would be. You'd be excited like until you'd be so jacked. Until it was like 3 days before your flight left, and then you would realize.
No, I'll tell you who would be the most excited is you. I'd be gone for 6 to 8 weeks.
I will be out of my mind. I will be so excited if this happens.
We all will be.
So we're going to track it. We're going to let you know how things go, if the paperwork's been
and
received.
And you haven't even mentioned the most exciting thing.
What's that?
The follow-up interview with Hoda Kotb.
When you get to go on the Today Show.
Yes, that would be
that's
would be
when
the
whole
best.
Crew goes to New York.
Can you imagine me on the Today Show? Is that just the most technological.
See his attitude? Ironic. No, you don't have that. You see his guy. He's, you know what his attitude is? He's going to win.
Yeah.
He's going to win the whole damn thing. It's That's easy. A big deal.
RJ's
going to
win
that.
Too.
You got to get that attitude.
Going to win.
Yeah, you too.
RJ has it.
I do.
He does.
Eye of the tiger.
He showed it in the video. He showed that competitive spirit.
I'll tell you what. He was relaxed and, you know, he.
He's definitely serious about this.
I was
this.
Big.
I think
you were big.
I was big.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, that's terrific. And I'm pulling for you guys. We'll keep you posted. And we would love to align with this TV show. It'd be the biggest thing that's ever happened to this podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted for that. And now on to Mel Gibson is an idiot. All right. Here it is. What is it with the people that, you know, there's speculation that they're not quite right, and then they do something that just slap nuts confirms that we are right in thinking that they're insane.
They
He's
underscore.
Insane.
Do you know the best thing he could possibly do right now is nothing?
Yes.
You want to help?
Right.
Don't help.
Lay low.
You know, you go to that island you have, or you go to a foreign country.
Your private church that you built.
There is a reason that George Clooney goes to Lake Como in Italy.
That's how he stays out of
trouble. Because he gets off his private plane, and nobody knows what the F he's doing.
Right.
But Mel Gibson decides in Hollywood, home of the paparazzi, that he's going to go out because he's so scary smart, and he's going to put on a disguise with these sleazeballs that have seen every trick in the book.
Of course.
And when you do that, it's like running away from a grizzly bear. You arouse the passion in them, and they chase you down. And so Mel Gibson...
He put on that handlebar mustache. I thought he was going to burn Korans.
It was ridiculous. Now, look, when I
thought he was selling oatmeal.
When I went to TMZ last night, and I see this thing for the first time, I'm looking at the picture. I'm going, you know, I certainly... He would have walked into my McDonald's, and I would not have recognized the guy.
Right.
I wouldn't have seen him, but the paparazzi, God love him. And then he was confronted by the paparazzi.
I have
right?
the tape.
The paparazzi.
I was going to save this for the audio vault.
Here's the problem. I hate Mel Gibson for everything he's done with you know, the ranting and
the religion.
Raving.
And
but
all
at
that.
The same time, am I like not normal because I hate the paparazzi more?
No.
When you
I
hear the paparazzi guy, I would like to see that guy get a stake through his head.
And also, at one point, about halfway through, Mel pulls out his camera phone and starts videotaping the paparazzi guy.
He can't win,
you
dude.
You can't win. You can't win.
Jesus, Rob, here's the thing. We know this. At this level of celebrity.
Right.
That's true.
We know if we go and unless we've had a cocktail or two and we get some heckler or some guy that's being a dick, you really have to move you have to move off it. You have
walk
to
away.
Diffuse it. And the most important way is to walk away.
Right.
You know?
Don't invite a stranger up to your hotel room.
And don't and for God's sake, don't give them some sort of news nugget that they can put on the internet.
Right. Unbelievable.
Especially in this day and age.
How much money seriously do you think Mel Gibson put in this paparazzi's pocket yesterday?
Hundreds
Amazing.
Of thousands. I'd say thousands of dollars.
Yeah, minimum thousands of dollars.
Anyway, here is Mel versus the paparazzi, and the winner is the listener.
Can I help you?
You're the guy from the other place.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter? Got nothing better to do?
Oh, no. I was just wondering if you really hit Oksana. Do you ever think you'll make a movie in this town? Huh?
You got a lot of dialogue, don't you?
Oh, I got everything up my sleeve, buddy. And I have a short sleeve shirt on.
All right, stop. Stop
do you
right
have anything
there.
To say?
He's... All right, you have to walk away from this because he's going to do what he's doing.
Keep poking.
This man is absolutely... I'm ready to knock the guy out right now.
Of course, me too.
You know, oh, I've got everything up my sleeve, buddy. You know, just a pure dick.
And you know what, sadly...
Just so... Here's what I hate about it.
Okay.
It's an area of radio that I used to laugh at with stuttering John Menendez on the Howard Stern show. But the naked, as I've seasoned myself a little bit, you've got that naked cruelty that sometimes just pisses me off too. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to watch it because it's the train wreck we can't take our eyes off. But at the same time, you know, I always used to laugh my ass off at Stuttering John, and at the same time, I wanted someone to kill Stuttering John.
Right.
You know, I wanted to see the guy that was giving me this entertainment. I was laughing at it, but isn't it weird at the same time I wanted to see the guy?
Here's why I think his brutal questions came from it. It sounded naive. It came from a standpoint of naivete. This guy is just poke, right. This guy, the paparazzi, is just poke, poke, poke.
You know what about
it? And it's transparent what he's doing.
Here's something. Here's a parallel I think we can draw in a very general term. The way that we are drawn and yet hate the paparazzi and hate the Stuttering John style of question is the same reason you and I will watch but ultimately dislike anything Will Ferrell does, because it's the easy laugh.
Right.
It's the easy, lowest common denominator. Will Ferrell applying himself could probably be actually, dare I say, witty.
Right.
But you don't see witty when you come out in green tight underpants. Mm-hmm. What you see is someone going for the lowest common denominator.
And we all look at him. We all watch Will Ferrell. This guy, I want to kill this paparazzi guy as much as Mel's being a dick to.
Yeah, and Mel, you know, being an equal dick isn't helping himself.
No.
I have a short sleeve shirt on.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Not to you.
No?
I just wanted to film you so I know what
you got it, buddy.
Hey,
I'm in SAG if you want to look me up.
Thanks for following us.
I hate to keep stopping it. Mm-hmm. As someone who has occasionally been in a scrape or two,
what
this verbiage and the way he's delivering I'm ready. I'm ready to throw.
If you want to provoke somebody, call him buddy.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. The way he says it. What a dick.
Unless it's Maury Amsterdam.
I wish look, Mel Gibson's not doing himself any favors, and I laugh at him like everybody else. I wish nothing but ill for this photographer.
Oh yeah, first.
SAG. If you want to look me up,
thanks for following us around. Want a job? You guess you need one. Oh, I've seen you before. Hey, what's it like sniffing other people's laundry? Good.
Oh yeah.
Have a nice
laundry.
Day.
You have a whole laundromat, pal.
Have a good life. Okay.
Hey, do you think I can have my money back for all the tickets I had to pay for those movies?
Brave to yell that after he's left, too. Yeah.
Hey, you. And I haven't seen this guy. We don't see the paparazzi,
you never do, because they're holding the camera. Why they're so brave. While we're on the subject of Mel, this goes back to last month. Remember when Mel, once again, instead of staying at home and playing it quiet, ran his car into a mountainside?
Yes, that was unfortunate.
It is horribly unfortunate. They released the 911 call. And just if you doubt the celebrity culture in California, I want you to hear this 911
audio. Save that for the audio.
Oh, okay, you got it.
We'll do that in the audio bell coming up. And before we get out of here, Jennifer Lopez, Buzz, I know you're not a fan of American Idol. I know, Rob, you watch it.
Sure.
Good, bad, indifferent. How do we feel about J-Lo on American Idol?
Good.
Really? No good. Why is that?
She's making way too much money. And when they start throwing money at problems, that's not how you solve them. Right, Dan Snyder? Because she's making right now, I believe, what she signed for, four times what Paula ever got when the show was
It's screaming. $12 or $12.8 million. She wanted 15 and has a list of diva demands a mile long.
And the reason that they think she was able to sort of strong-arm them is she was being courted by Simon for his new show.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh.
So she was able to play the leverage
competition.
Game. But if you're...
Is Steven Tyler locked up? Is it going to be J-Lo and Steven Tyler and Randy Jackson?
I don't think anything has been officially announced.
Nothing's written in stone. There hasn't even been an official announcement about J-Lo yet, although we know it's a done deal.
All right, I'll give you my simple answer this.
Okay.
Steven Tyler signs on, I'm all about it.
Me too.
If it's just J-Lo and some other no-names,
that's all they've got?
I'm done. Yeah. I'm not going to watch that. She's not that compelling.
No, you know
and what? I'm a huge fan of Jennifer Lopez because I've always thought that she is underrated as an actress.
You have the Blu-ray of Made in America.
now, don't use Made in America. I just watched Bordertown, not Bartertown.
Who runs Bordertown?
Bastard Blaster. Bordertown, she's phenomenal. I thought she was great
in
The
great.
Cell.
She's very appealing to look at.
I
she's
love her.
Knockout. She's a good singer.
I love her on screen.
And
I've always loved her.
A great entertainer.
I prefer her as an actress to a singer. I always have.
But here's the thing. Can that translate into giving advice?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
And if she's compelling in that way. We all thought that Ellen was going to be a slam dunk.
Yeah, that's true.
Turned out to be one of the disasters of last year.
So we'll see. It looks like it's a done deal. J-Lo is going to be on American Idol. Did you want to say
something? Yeah, I was watching E! Coverage last night about this. And
busy guy.
One of the interesting opinions was the guy said he didn't care who the judges were. He said that show is really more about the contestants anyway. He said, think about the first season. No one knew who Simon was. No one knew even who Randy was. Right. You know, so he thinks that it doesn't matter who you throw in there. It's still going to be a good show.
That's true.
It's not true.
That's true until Simon and Paula and all of them came along. once they established right. that this was a vehicle for conflict with the judges, that's when that all came about.
That's why that's wrong. The first season, it was not a hit, remember. It really didn't gain
Dunkelman
traction.
Dunkelman didn't make it a
you
hit.
You see, and there you go. Who even remembers Brian
right,
Dunkelman?
Right.
The show never got traction, and here's how I gauge it.
Brian Dunkelman, who's sitting in like in a hotel room right now. Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, you just heard Brian Dunkelman. He was the guy talking to Mel Gibson. I watch everything on television. I'll even watch stuff that I don't like if it's popular because I want to know what's going on.
Yep,
I didn't watch Idol until the season finale of the first season.
Okay.
And now when it became the ratings juggernaut is when it became about the judges. Mm-hmm. The show is about the judges.
Oh, now it is. And then they can't take that genie out of the...
Right,
they can't
exactly.
put that genie back mm-hmm. in the
can't
bottle.
Can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
We will basically... we'll talk about the movies tomorrow and okay. what's happened to the movies. I think I'd like everybody to stew on that a little bit and tell me why. It just seems like
why.
There's a big vacuum. Well, we're going to talk Let's about it tomorrow.
Save it.
Netflix.
All right, Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to take a break. He
can't help it.
Listen,
it
buddy.
Is vitamin
hey, pal.
What, and what is that once again? What we
it's
were talking
It's a vitamin
Oscar.
Supplement.
For what?
It's to make me better.
Well, see, why are you doing
medicine?
That now?
It's not medicine. What?
You're going on the Biggest Loser, we're hoping. Why are you getting healthy now?
Because
this is what I want you to load up. I'm bringing Krispy Kremes. If you get this
Go
game,
speak to my Chinaman doctor who said if I'm not down weight by the end of the month, he's going to kill me or watch me
oh,
die.
Oh, by the way, did you believe the weights?
You know... Yes, I do. I believe the weights. I mean, RJ said he's at his heaviest weight he's ever been.
I still don't believe it.
Were you guys honest about your weights on the demo
you
on, video?
No,
video?
I added 40 pounds.
No, I'm vain about my weight. I wouldn't want to tell people my weight.
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't want to tell them about my crime record either on the 11-page application. But I want this shoe.
Write it down.
Okay. All right. Calm down. Fat
very,
boys.
Very defensive.
All right, I'm a fat boy, too. We'll take a break, come back, boys. And open up the Not audio me. Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Right. Let's take a look inside of Robbie's Magic Audio
you
Vault.
Know, Mike, I told the truth about my weight. Lied about my height.
There you go today.
7'5".
Brought to you by the Fantasy Sports Channel, proud sponsor of our Fantasy Football League.
Right.
Get the latest fantasy sports news and analysis live 24/7 at the Fantasy Sports Channel. Visit fsc.fm or click their ad on our website to find out all about them. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Time for an audio vault.
I know we teased...
you want to do that Mel Gibson thing you
I
talked
do,
about?
I do, but I have something I've been dying to play
to lead
you.
Off with,
yeah,
okay.
Because I couldn't believe the excitement stirred when we played the theme to Hawaii Five-0
yes.
on the Audio Vault. And oh. I got someone emailed this to me, and
oh.
I went and I bought this
Oh, hello,
on
I like
Amazon.
This already.
You're
this
gonna
is
love
my kind
this.
Of stuff.
I believe, from what I can tell, this is from an encore from a tour he did in 1999. Mm-hmm. The Brian Setzer Big Band, which is probably the best... working big band out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Doing the theme to Hawaii Five-0, cool. And I want to share this
they
with you.
They wiped themselves with Harry Connick.
Oh, my God. This is a mm-hmm. great band.
They wiped themselves with Lyle Lovett.
Oh, Lyle Lovett. Yucky.
Brian Setzer, when they do something, and this is Brian Setzer Orchestra with the Hawaii Five-0 theme.
And what's great, you know, remember Mark said it seemed a little cheesy, the remake?
Right.
By leaning on the lead guitar, they may have wanted to think about this direction, but I still like them both.
Yeah.
He walks out on stage.
I like
video.
That.
It is on YouTube, yeah.
Very nice.
Want to hear the drums here?
What's so great Very about cool. that, this is an orchestra on stage.
Right.
They're not in a studio.
Right.
This is a real performance by a real band.
And that's when you go back to the original theme. It's kind of done that way before they had all the tricks to get these things right. to sound
The
cool.
great Mort Stevens, Mike.
Mort Stevens.
All right, moving on.
Hard to get a good mix like that in a live performance.
Oh, I know. It's huge.
All right, because well we teased it before now, let's hear the Mel Gibson 911
call. This yes. is pretty cool. Because, you know, as you know, no one was really injured. No damage.
Obviously, he was solo in his car.
Yeah, and I don't think DUI charges, right?
No.
They just called for assistance. They
yeah.
called for assistance, and this is the celebrity culture at work.
Highway Patrol Link.
Hi, this is State Parks Dispatch calling.
Hi.
Regarding a vehicle collision.
Where at?
Malibu Canyon.
Uh-huh.
1/2 mile south of the first tunnel.
Hold on 1 second. I'm trying. Any injuries, ma'am?
No. Now, I need to tell you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
The driver is Mel Gibson.
Are you ready?
Get ready, America.
Are you ready?
I like that.
And how about this?
I'd say that. I'd say that.
I love
Highway
that.
Patrol Link.
I'll hear that one more time. Are you ready?
No. Now, I need to tell you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
The driver is Mel Gibson, and I have two Rangers on scene. They are requesting that you respond.
That's like if Rudy Marsky called it in. Hey, hey, are hey, you ready?
How about this? It's Mel Gibson. Send.
All right. Here, this is the way, and really, since okay. we all know people that have been involved in this kind of crap, let me tell you, this is the way this type of thing goes down. Hey, okay, I'm here. Yeah, just a little fender bender. Nope, tow truck will take care of it. No, what, a single car accident. Nobody at fault. Yep, everything's fine. Hey, you ready for this, though? It's Mel Gibson. I'll send 9 cruisers.
Yeah. Exactly. And the TMZ
So really the
crew.
Way they work.
Right.
It is. Yes.
And I think it's worse in California than any other
place. I think
place.
You're probably right, and it I'm sucks. Sure. That
Mike
does suck.
Snooki. Snooki is smarter than you think.
God, I hate Snooki.
I'll and
bet.
Snooki tells
nobody
you
tells,
so.
Nobody tells Snooki enough that she's a pig. Mm-hmm. She's a total pig whore.
An orange pig.
Pig whore Snooki.
Pig whore Snooki.
Well, listen how smart she is.
With that Mike. Mouth, that... Yeah. That fish
oh,
mouth.
Oh, God, you've never looked sexier.
I swear. Thank you so much.
All right, here's Snooki telling you how smart she is. Stop playing to the camera.
All right, I think, like, good. No one really knows how we are. Like, we have, like, different sides. Like, obviously, you see us on the show. We party. We do this. We do that.
Many
but, like, outside of the show, like, we're very quiet. Like me. I'll go to freaking Barnes & Noble's, get a coffee, and just sit down and read.
Barnes & Noble's.
Freaking Barnes & Noble's.
Barnes & Noble's.
Right, exactly.
Right. And I also like to go to Border.
She can't even read the sign.
I like to go to Border.
Now, Mike, what's your take currently? I know we all have our opinions of Peter Rose.
Peter Rose? Like the Pete Rose?
Yes.
Ah, that Pete Rose.
I think Pete Rose is one of the... As far as athletic history is concerned, right. I believe Pete Rose is one of the great a-holes of all time.
Ever belong
I believe
in the
he
HOF?
Is a scum. I could care less.
Okay.
I don't make that argument, but I think Pete Rose, no, the answer is no. I don't believe he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I think Pete Rose is one of the great pieces of dung of all time. I truly do. I think Pete Rose is a scumbag.
I Big brown right. machine.
I mean, Pete Rose lied when he didn't have to lie, and he lied because he was competitive about it.
Right.
I put him right up there with Roger Clemens with the juice. These guys that lie because they buy into their hype. Their asses are kissed for so long that they buy into it. And as soon as you buy into it and, you know, you think you're better than other people, there's a classic example. And Pete Rose, you know, lied to Bart Giamatti for years and years and years about the issue of gambling on baseball.
Do feel that he is coming around.
And Faye Vincent, I should say.
Faye Vincent. I do feel he's coming around with at least appearing to be apologetic. This was at a roast that his former players, former co-players gave him last weekend.
Okay.
And he breaks down. And it's weird because, you know, he is normally sort of an a-hole.
You know what? He has a lot to be remorseful about.
But he does seem to be coming around lately.
You know, it's not etched in stone, but I haven't liked the guy for years.
Here's Pete Rose.
Back in, I don't know when it was, 87, 80, 88, I did disrespect the game of baseball. And when you disrespect the game of baseball, you disrespect your teammates, your fans, and your family.
Regret. Remorse.
Now, I remember when I was suspended, Bart Giamatti told me to reconfigure my life. I didn't know what that meant.
And he goes on, but the thing
about... God, I want to hear that.
You want to hear more? Okay.
Yeah.
Thought you hated the guy.
Bart Giamatti. Well, then Bart Giamatti is an amazing man.
No more illegal gambling.
Can you take it from where Bart Giamatti told me to reconfigure my life?
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for Bart Giamatti, who was one of the great guys in baseball,
guy.
Father of a great actor, Paul Giamatti, who played John Adams. Let's listen to it.
Okay.
I didn't know what that meant. I thought it meant no more illegal gambling. Be very selective of people you hang around with. I did that. And it took me years. I'm a hard-headed guy. And it took me years and years before I took full responsibility for what I did. And I think because I did that, I'm a lot better guy standing here tonight than the guy who got all the hits.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Look, I'm an American. We love a guy to lay it bare and say, I have screwed up and I don't know.
And mean it. And I get the impression
and
he does.
The reason I feel he's sincere This was a lighthearted night. This was a roast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he didn't have to do this.
Yeah, he does not have to do this, and it was not
covered. Is there a video of that? I'd love to see that.
I just got the audio, so I don't know if there
I'm
is.
Sure look, there now probably. I have to say this because you know, there's a school of thought that would say, well, he's just trying to cry his way into the Hall of Fame.
Doesn't
again.
Sound like that to me.
You know, if you really want to sell me, he said, I could care less about the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want the please don't do this and stop these movements to get me back in the Hall of Fame. Another thing athletic that I'll mention because it's relevant for today's podcast is Reggie Bush. I agree with his call on on resigning returning the Heisman Trophy. I think really I was going to say he doesn't have a choice. Of course he has a choice. He could sit there and fight it or wait for it to come down.
Take it by force.
Sees the writing on the wall, I think is a PR move. You know, you move on in your life.
You got
a Super Bowl ring, but you don't get the Heisman. Right. Sucks. I'd like to see a little more honesty from everybody on that score, especially Pete Carroll, former coach of SC when Reggie Bush was there, who's now in the NFL. I still don't think everybody's been forthcoming on that. You could maybe learn from Pete Rose.
Maybe that's a good example.
You know, and you get an old man there, Pete Rose, who's really realizing at the end of his life that hell of a lot more going on as far as your legacy and the way people look at you than winning a game.
If nothing else, today we made Mike reconsider his thoughts on Pete Rose.
That was worth it.
I want to get more of that story. I'd like to see, but I'm an Irish softie. I always, I feel sorry for guys.
Time
like
for
that.
One more.
One more before we get to Buzz.
Great American was born this day in 1918, Mike.
Well, who would that be?
He would be 92 if we still had him. Perhaps you know him as Nipsey Russell.
Now we're doing a word game here.
Yes.
It seems appropriate that you do a poem about words, about the meanings of words.
Oh, words. Yes. The opposite of pro is con. That fact is clearly seen. If progress means move forward, then what does Congress mean?
Nipsey, what do you say?
A woman's age is like a speedometer on a secondhand car. We know they've all been turned back. We just don't know how far.
What is your poem, Nipsey?
Hurricanes are named after women because they work on the very same plan, start up over nothing, make a whole lot of noise, and can't be controlled by man.
We'd like to close with a thought for the day, friends. Something pithy and full of wisdom. We call on the poet laureate, Nipsey Russell.
The young people are very different today, and there's one sure way to know. Kids used to ask where they came from. Now they'll tell you where you can go.
Thank you, Sydney.
That is a good tribute. Good stuff.
Safe home, Nipsey Russell.
Yeah, that's good. What a nice tribute to him. That's really funny. We'll come back with Buzz and the news right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's get right to it. Boy, I tell you. Don't need another added to my workday, but sure motivates me to take pen to paper again, maybe start wrapping these shows up the way I used to wrap up the old Mike O'Mara show.
There's no last commercial break in which to write them.
I used to write them in the commercial breaks.
Maybe you could write it during the news.
Oh, let me just see. If I come in with one tomorrow, you'll know I got motivated by
Nipsey O'Mara.
Because that's a whole different way of doing it. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
Nipsey's were like, they might be easier, actually. Mm-hmm.
You got to work off a punchline and work
backwards. You got to have a punchline and go backwards, but they're shorter. We'll see. You'll know tomorrow.
Will you say his name the way you say his name?
Nipsey Russell!
Rob's going on the Biggest Loser. There's no way that he can lose. He's joined by RJ Diaz, and I think I am screwed. I don't know. I'll figure something out.
He has the support of the Jews.
He has the support of the Jews.
Of course.
Rob's going on the Biggest Loser.
See, we'll have to write them together.
Okay, very good.
All right, here's the news with Buzz.
Brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Do your legs look like the surface of the moon?
Ew.
Dr. Friedman's the only cosmetic surgeon in the area with a new non-invasive treatment for cellulite. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for the phone number and a revealing website. Click his ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Excelente.
The Tea Party is making gains against Republicans.
Yes.
The lovely Christine O'Donnell beat Congressman Mike Castle in Delaware's Republican primary yesterday. She is not expected to win, however, against the Democrat running for Joe Biden's old Senate seat. For one thing, the Republican Party there isn't backing her financially or otherwise.
You know, they're saying, I saw Buzz last night when I was watching of all things, Sean Hannity, because I'm a news junkie when it comes to elections. And they didn't
Why
go,
were you watching Hannity?
Well, they didn't go. They didn't go. They didn't go to the regular political coverage on either CNN or who is Rick Alvarez or Rick's List, the guy that's on CNN.
I've heard the name, but I really don't follow.
All right, would you like to know the gist of his show? Coming up. Okay, we'll be right back. And coming up, we'll be right back.
I have tape of this O'Donnell, Christine O'Donnell in Delaware. And to me, she looks like they've cut her, they've bred her, they've made her from the same cloth
as Sarah Palin.
Yes. Looks like Palin, has Palin glasses, even talks a little like her.
Equally doable.
Listen, yeah, I agree. It's just about 78%. Here is her acceptance speech last night. Very good. And it just screams Palin to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the people of Delaware have spoken. Ever underestimate the power of we the people. You betcha. There's another woman I gotta thank. You betcha.
thank you, Governor Palin,
for your endorsement. A lot of people have already said that we can't win the general election.
That's true.
Doesn't that just sound like Palin?
It does. She sounds hotter.
Okay, so
she is hotter.
Yeah. Here's the debate, and I've never seen this since I've been watching this show, since I've looked in on Mr. Hannity occasionally. Right. He's in this huge debate with Karl Rove, because Karl Rove basically comes out and says, yeah, she won. Mm-hmm. She's got conservative ideals, but she has no character. She's got huge character flaws that the Democrats are going to exploit. We basically will not pick up a seat here. Right. And he's having an argument with Sean Hannity, and it did two things. Mm-hmm. It made me realize that, A, the Republican establishment is very, very afraid of this Tea Party movement.
Yes.
Sure.
And B, that Sean Hannity is exactly what I have always really perceived him to be, which is a extreme right-wing guy where you can be a scumbag, but in the world of Sean Hannity, if you agree with my ideology,
that's all
and you agree with my philosophy, and you believe my team is the right team, you can be any kind of human being. And I don't say this, I can't say this on the radio because people get too pissed off.
Right.
And that's not the kind of radio I was hired to do. But I can say this on this podcast.
Sure.
I can tell you that these people be afraid, be very afraid. I don't care if it's the left or the right. When you throw out a person's character and the quality of a human being in exchange for a certain ideology, I'm sorry, I'll use it. You get Adolf Hitler. That's what you get because you don't give a rat's ass about the character of people. And there was Hannity, and he's arguing this point with Karl Rove. Now, in fairness to Karl Rove, Karl Rove's arguing it because he's looking at it, they still want to win.
Right,
Karl Rove is much more about a numbers guy. We need
nuts
this
and
seat,
bolts,
we
yeah.
need this seat, we right. need. But he was also saying this lady doesn't have any character, and that's why she's going to lose in the fall. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, coming up, a Tea Party candidate won the New York Republican gubernatorial primary over party favorite Rick Lazio. In New Hampshire, they're still counting the votes, and it's a tight race between the Tea Party's candidate and the state's former attorney general. In Democratic D.C., meanwhile, where there is no Republican candidate, Mayor Adrian Fenty appears to have lost, as expected, to challenger Vince Gray.
So long. Safe home. Bye-bye, Adrian.
I hear he's going to grow his hair out.
Yeah. Go jog now. Go jog and ride your bicycle on your own without security from the city that we're paying taxes
for. You'll be running looking for television cameras.
Exactly.
I have things to say. Talk to me.
But I mean, you know, as my buddy Kirk McEwen on the morning show says to me, he says, welcome, what did he call the guy?
What?
I count Dracula. Because the guy, or Count Blackula, I forgot
right,
which
right,
one.
Right.
The guy looks like, seriously, like some sort of super evil villain from old horror movies. Fascinating. We'll see what happens in D.C.
105.9 The Edge.
Thank you, Rob.
Back in the day, nobody wanted to cook with something called rapeseed oil, but we now eat it almost every day under the name canola oil.
Rapeseed.
The food industry found out that prunes sell better if you call them dried plums instead. Food names change all the time to get us to eat them. And now the makers of high fructose corn syrup and the farmers who grow the corn for it are asking the government to let them call it corn sweetener instead.
Hey, a horse of a different color.
I also heard corn sugar.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Obesity has increased in this country as soda bottlers and other food companies switched from cane sugar to this laboratory-altered liquid known as HFCS.
What is the difference, though?
Chemically, in terms of testing, not only is this ultimately a man-made product from corn,
right.
But one of the things we learned, for example, you could do this experiment. You could set two teenaged boys down and put, what is it, the liter bottle?
2 liter bottle.
A 2 liter bottle of Coca-Cola in front of each of them. Have one of those bottles sweetened with sugar, cane sugar, the other sweetened with high fructose corn syrup.
Well, what kind of person eats high fructose corn syrup?
And at running back number 44, Curtis Enos.
Actually, Mike, I prefer sugar. And right now does, at my actually. Target, they have throwback Pepsi made with real sugar.
Yeah, he hasn't had a choice until recently. Right. The thing is, the kid with the HCFS sweetened soda can finish his. The kid with the sugared soda cannot. It's too much to take in. Because some health advocates argue that HFCS, unlike cane sugar, tricks the stomach into thinking it's not full when it is. Mm. Corn farmers and the makers of the high fructose corn syrup argue that sugar is sugar, whether it comes from cane or corn.
There's an amazing movement.
Is there really a difference in the soda?
There's an amazing movement on the internet right now, and if you can search it, people that say that corn is an Iowa. Hi, Iowa.
My people call it maize.
The corn is killing us because of the amount we consume with the sugar.
Defensive tackle. Is good. Listen. Number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Causes your voice to crack.
It does. Causes you to have no interest in sports.
Speaking of packing on the pounds.
And watch Channel 256 on your DirecTV system. Turner Classic Movies. Go with the wind last
Thank
night.
Thank you. Go ahead. We got to get out of here. I don't want to do an hour and a half show.
A one-liner. A new study has shown that today in the U.S., a person is never more than 115 miles from the nearest McDonald's.
Right, RJ.
Can't be done.
What did you say?
A person in the U.S. today is never more than 115 miles from McDonald's.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
I prefer Wendy's.
Got to get this in. Sex and the Cities, a new report from Men's Health magazine, ranks America's humpinest cities based on things like condom sales, birth rates, STD rates, and the sale of sex toys. Austin, Texas, ranked as the randiest city in the country.
Oh, I'd like to go there.
Followed by
great
Dallas.
Music scene.
Yeah, always wanted to go there.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, 7 of the top 15 sex cities are in Texas, and perhaps surprisingly, Oklahoma City came in 8th.
Really?
Everything's bigger in Texas.
The 100th sexiest city on this list of 100 is Portland, Maine.
Really?
Burlington, Vermont at number 99. I was surprised by that
the
one.
The International Jetport.
Like say hi to Elliot Cutler running for governor up there. How you doing?
And managed your cousin, right?
My cousin Teddy's his campaign manager, and because that Republican nominee is essing the bet out there, the guy's totally melting down. Teddy's guy might be doing a good job, so I'm wishing my cousin Teddy best of luck with the independent that's running for governor.
I love cousin Teddy.
Absolutely.
And high fructose corn syrup.
Other cities of interest to us. Washington, D.C. ranked 26th, Baltimore 28th, Wichita 30th, Sacramento 36th, Modesto 39th, Portland, Oregon 59th, Las Vegas, where Oscar is 70th, Spokane 79th, and Reno at 92nd.
Austin number one.
That's right.
Hard Vegas's number will be up after Oscar.
Pretty interesting.
That's true. Right. And finally, from the home office, some lucky soul in Ocala, Florida won a ride on the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile this week after winning a contest. Yesterday, the hot dog maker's promotional vehicle rolled up to the Rolling Greens retirement community.
There you go.
And invited 67-year-old Barbara Gilbert to climb aboard.
There you go. Good.
May have been the first wiener she's ridden in a while. Oh, yeah. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's totally uncalled for.
Really not
Didn't
sorry.
Didn't see that coming.
Our show today was brought to you by Inavnet Reporting Services. For dependable video conferencing in the D.C. area, use Inavnet. That's Inabnet. Inavnet. Mm-hmm. Conveniently located in Manassas, Inavnet provides low-cost IP connections and even court reporters, and has a wonderful, beautiful office staff. Click Inavnet's ad on our website or call 877-909-3376. Our web host is Bluebot, and this program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. We depend on advertising, and you can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeO'MaraShow.com, or you can call this simple number, 301-244-8773. Did I say that slow enough? I hope so. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying,
we had a good Wednesday.
Hold on, I got to start again. I did it in the reverse order.
It's our poet laureate, Mike O'Mara.
We had a good time on Wednesday. Thursday will be even better. If you have a doubt, then you got no clout, and you might even be a bedwetter.
Horrible. I'll do better tomorrow.
Best week of my
I promise. That's it. Goodbye, everybody.
So long.
Bye. Good night.
Biggest Loser.